Good evening, audio boomers. We had baby boomers, and now we have audio boomers. So, hope all of you guys are doing well. Both baby boomers and audio boomers, if there are any around. So, how has life been treating you guys? I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm doing wonderfully. I'm about to make me some iced coffee. Maybe. I gotta clean this machine. It feels dusty. Yeah, there it goes. It's brewing. It's a Keurig machine. And I'm making some iced coffee. It's a vanilla iced coffee, and it's already sweetened. So all I'm gonna add is a little bit of this vanilla milk. Now, somebody told me about this vanilla milk from Silk, I believe the brand is. Oh my God, it's good stuff. It's not overly sweet. It just has that hint of a vanilla flavor. And, hi! I just ate cereal and toast with hubby, so Zappa's very interested in the way I smell. As I was saying, it just has that hint of vanilla flavor, but the very best part for me is that it is lactose-free. I am lactose intolerant. And my hubby does not like the taste of those lactaid milks. He says they taste like cardboard to him. So I always had to buy the regular milk, and I always had to improvise and take a pill. Because my tummy really says ouch, 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 and ouch if I eat like a whole lot of dairy. If I eat a bowl of ice cream, gotta take a pill. If I eat a pizza even because of the cheese, you gotta take a pill. So so that's what's going on this morning. I'm making some sweetened vanilla iced coffee. I'm just going to add a bit of vanilla milk to it and make it creamy.
Yum.
So I wanted to come out here and see how everyone is doing. I was really looking forward to Veterans Day. Because, of course, not only did I get the day off, but I think it's a very special day. We should always take the time to celebrate and thank our veterans. Always. Never, never, never forget that. Because they have made a tremendous sacrifice to our country. And so if there are any war veterans listening to whatever branch of military you were from, if you're listening to this audio thing, thank you for your service. I also like to take time and thank the veterans who have passed for their service. Sorry, I had to concentrate there. Because I'm not one of those very efficient multitaskers, and I knew that if I had just kept talking, I would have spilled the milk. And you know how that goes. You're never supposed to cry over spilled milk. So I always have to keep my mind concentrating on one or the other. So I make iced coffee a different way. I make it in the glass mug with the Keurig machine. Where it just brews into the mug hot, and it's pretty strong coffee too. It's a sweetened vanilla, so I mean, if you really could, you could drink it hot, but I'm a California girl. It's too damn hot here, so we're gonna have it iced. So I have a Starbucks mug. It's a stainless steel, I believe, and it's a long, slender mug, or it's a tall, slender mug would be the more correct way to pronounce or describe it. So I just fill it up with ice, and I pour the hot coffee over it. Or what I do is I give it a few ice cubes, and I pour the coffee over that, and then I add more on top. Because
It's not always good to fill a cup up. I've discovered it's not always good to fill a cup up with ice entirely, because once the coffee melts it, it's now just warm liquid, and if you add more ice to it, you'll just dilute it. So I only put a few cubes in there, and then I add. See, look at me. I'm throwing ice cubes. So I put about 4 or 5. It's a pretty tall, slender mug. And then, our bowls that we had cereal in. So I put the ice in that. I set this mug in the sink. And now I'm going to pour the coffee over it. So I only put a few ice cubes in it. Just so that if it melts this ice, I can add cold ice to it to make it actually cool. Because you don't want to add too much ice. And now I can add more ice on the top. And so this is new to me, trying it with the vanilla milk. I mean, I've tried the milk in my cereal. I've drank it. It's some good stuff. So anyway, I don't know if you guys noticed, tomorrow's my birthday, and I'm going to be 31. Yikes. Man, time goes by. Everybody says, oh, it all goes fast when you go after, when you hit 30, it just seems to fly by. I said, hun, it started flying by when I turned 21. Because that was when I got married, so I knew I had to settle my butt down and get with the program. So, I put about 5 more ice cubes in there. That's a pretty full cup. Nice and cold iced coffee. So yeah, that's what's going on here. Just being little old me and making iced coffee. I've got somebody who's coming over who needs help with his iPad. So I'm going to be busy today. And then tomorrow I go back to class. History of Rock and Roll is the class I take on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Very fascinating class. I like the lecture. Lectures are very, very fascinating. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. Hope everything is going well with everybody. I know for sure that, I will be looking forward to ending this semester, getting those grades. I finished one class. Blackboard, man, it's a nightmare. Oof. I need to go on there and find out what my grade was in that class. Because usually the way I end up finding about my grades is I always ask the counselor, because I go in, which reminds me, I've got to make an appointment. We've got to register for next semester, so I've got to go in and get my schedule and plan for my next courses. But I always end up finding out what my grade is way after everyone does. So yeah, well, that's pretty much. It's a relaxing day. Busy. I got work to do, but it's a nice day. It's beautiful. Oh my goodness. That's beautiful. Now what was I saying? So I've got a pretty busy day today. And yeah. It's gonna be a nice one. It's beautiful outside. It's in the 60s right now, and I think they said it's gonna get up to 74 today. So, Veterans Day is beautiful in California today. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.